This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Digital audio downloads can enlighten and entertain. They can also sell things to you. Now there's a growing sector of podcasting for companies, whether their product is jeans, shoes, or makeup. Melanie Sevchenko has more now on how experts can build a podcast around a product.
What if brands had real stories to tell that went beyond simply selling products? It's an idea that Portland, Oregon couple, Todd Mansfield, an audio consultant, and his wife, Laura, a brand catalyst, had years ago. And so they ran with it.
I've been a sports dietitian here at Clif Bar for 10 years and a runner for 20.
Podcasts are about exploring the culture around a product, not selling, says Laura.
I really go back to educating and cool storytelling content because that is going to be the differentiator and actually going to position companies to really shine.
Clif Bar is a former client of Todd and Laura's. Its podcast, called Clifcast, is a nutrition show for runners and endurance athletes.
Don't forget to give yourself the gift of chocolate from time to time. And make sure to rest. It's just as important as your running.
Sports marketing manager at Clif Bar, Ricardo Balash, is the host of Clifcast.
These are not considered advertisements. We are very conscious of creating content that's unbiased. We're sharing our expertise.
Levi's, another client, created a podcast about the sustainability of their product. Here's Todd.
We went ahead and did an interview with an English gentleman who was a member of Levi, and he unveiled this entire story about ways to take better care of their jeans.
One of the best ways to wear your jeans in are to climb into the bathtub in warm water and then just keep bending and stretching.
At Nemo Design in Portland, senior copywriter John Vera says getting podcast subscribers is important for a company because it creates a brand following.
So for a brand, that's tremendously helpful because then you're looped in. But for a person, the reward has to be pretty big. You know, it has to be something you wouldn't learn about otherwise.
The key is creating exclusive content because for most products, there's an audience that wants to know every side of the story. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Melanie Sevchenko for Marketplace.